The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, I know that you're somewhat of a fan of some of the One Direction guys' solo careers. Who do you think is the best solo career?
The best solo career, I would say, is Harry Styles.
I would agree with that.
Niall Horan is a close second.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff. Well, I don't know how you feel about them reuniting, but Simon Cowell told Entertainment Tonight he thinks they will. He says, I just think the legacy is too big not to go back at one point. Plus, they have enough songs.
I agree.
He says, I didn't realize how many hits they've had. When they do get back together, it'll be a huge event. But look, they're all doing their own thing. They're all being successful. I just have a feeling it'll happen. I really do.
You know, when reunions for bands, obviously we've been waiting for an NSYNC reunion for since they broke up, and
you can't
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You can't wait too long, because if you wait too long, one person has the chance to skyrocket, like to where the others are just completely irrelevant, or like too much time has passed and no one cares anymore. It's got to be like that perfect moment.
The only good thing is that all like. There's five of them, right, in One Direction?
I thought four, but yeah.
There's the four or five of them are all...
I mix it up with Hanson sometimes.
All successful.
Yeah.
But some of them, are getting to the point where they're bigger than the others.
Okay, so, yeah. So if you let that go on for too long, you have a Justin Timberlake situation.
Like, there's Liam.
Oh, yeah.
Liam hasn't been doing much.
He did a song, though, right?
He has a song. He does a lot of duets.
Okay.
But he hasn't done a whole lot. But, I mean, Harry Styles, Niall Horan, and Zayn...
Yeah.
Even when Zayn left the group.
So. But I feel like Zayn might have even been the biggest breakout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. At the one point.
Right. Well, what's Zayn done for me lately, you know?
We could break down all of the directions
this
of One Direction.
This could be a whole show one day. All of the directions.
So, speaking of another reunion, Jerry Seinfeld told the New York Times that he never regrets turning down an offer from NBC of $5 million per episode to do one more season of Seinfeld. He said, no, it was the perfect moment. And the proof that it was the right moment is the number of questions you're still asking me about it. The most important word in the art is proportion. How much? How long is this joke going to be? How many words? How many minutes? Mm-hmm. And getting that right is what makes it art, or what makes it mediocre.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, obviously the show's still living on.
Right.
People watch reruns. I just watched it last night.
I always tell my kids, like, part of learning how to tell a joke is to know when to stop.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, that's the proportion. It's totally right.
Well, and it lasted longer than Jerry Seinfeld ever thought. I saw something that he named it Seinfeld because he thought it was only going to last one season. So he did it as a joke.
Also, it did go on for a long time, but I like that when you end something at the right time, it allows people to do other things. Like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She got to go on and have multiple
other
shows
things that she's doing. Yeah.
Been able to do. And he's got his stuff that he's doing. And I mean, Michael... Richard's
and Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander, I think, did a couple made-for-TV musicals.
He did Dunstan Checks In or whatever.
Not everyone's going to have their big moment. But ending something at the right time does allow for people to do their own thing.
I agree.
It's good stuff.
So that is the Entertainment Wrap for today. For more stories, go check it out at 983thecoast.com.